Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. And today we'll hear more from my interview with Captain Robert Johnson. I did an in-depth interview with him recently about new ship fuel regulations coming online in January that will cut ship air pollution worldwide. But I don't think people really understand, at least most people, how big ships are and how much fuel they use. So today, that's what Captain Johnson is going to talk with us about. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 30. There's a small craft advisory through late tonight for winds 20 to 34 knots. Wind waves from the northwest 6 feet high at 6 seconds apart, and west swells 9 feet at 11 seconds, building to 13 feet at 11 seconds. So the seas are up in the teens in terms of sea height. And when you get up there, you have to start wondering how close to 20 feet those waves are going to eventually get if the weather continues to worsen, because the 20 feet is genuinely the cutoff where the Columbia River Bar closes to ship traffic and to other traffic as well. And that's a decision made by the Coast Guard and by the Columbia River Bar pilots, but they err on the side of caution because there's so much at stake there with these big ships coming in very bad weather into a confined space. So those seas are not there yet, but this is the time of year when we start seeing those closures. So let's just keep our eyes peeled for that. It's kind of interesting to watch. And you can go on marinetraffic.com and take a look at that. Let's see. So we'll talk more about that when that happens. But in the meantime, let's take a look at today's Columbia River ship schedule. 4 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders. We have the Magic P arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage, there to pick up wheat, here to pick up wheat, and she will be in the anchorage at about 8:30, and she will be awaiting orders for a bit to head upriver. No clear sign of when she'll be headed upriver. Some ships come in and stay for a couple hours. Some stay for days. Some stay for a week or more. The Asahi Bulker is next. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for upriver to, I think, the Portland area to pick up wheat. She'll arrive in Astoria's anchorage at about 10 a.m. The Altair Leader is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She's a car carrier with Subarus on board. And she'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m., arriving in Vancouver by around 7:30. The CL Century is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She is going upriver to pick up wheat also, and she will pass Astoria glide to a stop in the anchorage, rather, at about 6:30 p.m. today. In our Astoria anchorage, the Asahi Bulker will be arriving at about 10 a.m., but she'll leave at about 6:30 p.m. to head upriver to pick up wheat. And she'll leave about 6:30, go to Vancouver, and get there at about 12:30 a.m., or so early tomorrow morning, right after midnight. So this is an example of a ship coming in and just staying a few hours in the anchorage and heading upriver. What goes on when ships are sitting out in the anchorage, among the things that can happen, is that their cargo holds get inspected, in this case by the USDA, when a ship is coming in to pick up a food cargo. They want to make sure the cargo holds are clean. Ship's agents go on board and handle paperwork that ships handle when they come into port. So there's a lot going on out there, and you sometimes see a small launch, if you happen to catch it at the right time, going out to those boats to bring those people out there to get that paperwork taken care of. The Restinga is in the anchorage. She's headed for Kalama today, leaving at about 8 p.m. to pick up corn, soy, or wheat at Kalama. She will leave at about 8 p.m., weigh anchor, pull her anchor up and head upriver, actually, to Kalama, and we'll get there at about 1 a.m. on Wednesday. That leaves the VSC Pollux, the KT Birdie, the Magic P, who we talked about coming in this morning, the Explorer Oceana, the Darya Jaya, the Yag Amar, and the Nias, all awaiting orders. The Yag Amar and the Nias are up at the Rice Island anchorage, which kind of looks like an extension of the Astoria anchorage, and it kind of is, but it's on the north side of the channel, up a little past Tongue Point. And our outbounders, the Cephas Ocean is leaving Vancouver, wheat on board, I think, leaving around 2 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 a.m. here. The Equinox Agnandusa is leaving Kalama with wheat on board, leaving around 4:30 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 9:30 this morning, so she could be going by any moment. The Penta is leaving Longview with wheat on board around 6:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 a.m. The Anzac Moonbear is leaving Portland soda ash on board from the Port of Portland, leaving around 9:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3:30 p.m. Well, let's hear more from my interview with Captain Robert Johnson. He's a retired Columbia River bar pilot, a master mariner. He's traveled all over the world on ships, and he's a real keen observer of the maritime industry. And these new rules, IMO 2020, are coming into effect on January 1st, and they are going to mandate that ships burn different fuel that is much less polluting. But one of the things we talked about during this interview, which is really how much fuel ships use. So here's Captain Johnson.
Ships are very efficient, but there's so many of them and their engines are so big because they're required to carry so much that the end result is they're the source of a lot of the world's air pollution. And to put some of this in perspective, sort of to our local situation, a typical ship that you see here in the river burns somewhere between 15 and 25 tons of fuel a day. The river is centered in the smaller end of the world of shipping. We don't have the big guys here. So to recognize what they are, the MSC Oscar is one of the newest and the largest container ships in the world. It's almost 1,300 feet long, 194 feet wide. It can carry 197,000 tons of containerized cargo in 19,000 containers on one ship. Its main engine is almost 84,000 horsepower, and at full speed, which is 23 knots, it's burning 280 tons of fuel a day. So roughly 10 times what our biggest burners are. The Oscar is a container ship. It's designed to go fast. It takes a lot of horsepower to move that fast. Another one of the big guys, the Vale Brasil. It's only 1,200 feet long, but 213 feet wide. It draws 75 feet of water, and it carries 402,000 tons of iron ore. Its engine is only 29,000 horsepower, so roughly a third that of the container ship. But it goes slower. It only does 15 knots. And to try and grasp the size of that ship, of which these are some of the largest ships in the world. If you were to take Hyundai Accents and park them bumper to bumper, there would be 310,000 of them would equal the weight of what that ship carries. 310,000 Hyundai Accents, bumper to bumper, would go all the way to Monterey, California.
So some idea of the scale of what we're talking about here. And if you think between 15 and 25 tons of fuel a day means that there are ships out there burning a ton of fuel an hour. So a lot of fuel burned. It's going to be these regulations will help to make that less polluting. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.